All right, welcome back. If you're on hold, you want to stay there because I've got a couple of conversations that I need to do, that I want to do. Welcome back. I'm Jim Rome. I'm in Southern California. And the conversation starts right now with the University of Houston head basketball coach. He is in his seventh season with the Cougars, a two-time AAC Coach of the Year. Led Houston to a second straight regular season conference title last year. Houston is 10-1. They're number 11 in both polls. They're at USF on Thursday night. He is a friend of the program. He is Kelvin Sampson. Kelvin, it is so good to have you back. It's been a season unlike any other. So before we get into that, bring me up today, Kelvin. How are you? How's your family? How is life?
Jim, we're doing good. Blessed. I think this is a year of perspective. You put things, what's going on around our country, COVID, the sacrifices a lot of people are having to make just to, you know, get through an athletic season, whether it be football, basketball, whatever. You just kind of keep that in balance to the impact that COVID's had on so many lives, and I don't lose sight of that. It's a blessing to be able to coach basketball, play basketball, provide some entertainment for the fans, but. You know, we're just plowing through the season, man. How are you? How's your family?
Kelvin, I appreciate you asking. We're great. My family's great. The kids are great. Janet's great. And like you, you come with a newfound perspective. In fact, I don't want to get too far off the beaten path, but like, how have you personally processed everything that's gone on and that you're seeing in this country right now? What's your process for processing all this?
I think there's a lot more conversations with your players. We had some kids that were deeply affected by what happened on May 20th with George Floyd. You know, for a lot of people, that it's an event that takes place and you just kind of move on. But for some people, you never move on. And I have some kids on my team that were deeply, deeply affected by that because they'd gone through that in their neighborhoods and how that affected them and their families. And so we take one day a week where we just talk about issues, and that's something we've never done before. But just giving kids a platform to talk, and as a coach, I just listen. I don't have a lot of answers, but I think giving them a chance to express themselves, and that's encouraged other teammates to talk about other things, you know, what's going on politically. You know, a lot of people think that coaches and players should just shut up and play. But they're human beings too. They're no different than anybody else. And what they go through in their lives is important to me. And anything I can do to help them navigate through these times, you know, 10, 15, 20, 30 years from now, we're going to all look back and say this is a year like no other, and we're living through it right now. So, you know, it's been interesting. It's been a learning experience for all of us, but I think it's made us better because it's forced us to be listeners instead of talkers.
I appreciate those comments. Kelvin Sampson is joining us, head basketball coach at Houston. You know, Kelvin, I want to ask you about the team because you're playing really, really well right now. But when you talk about your players, the love you have for your players, how you care about them as individuals, you've said also that all of the players tested positive for COVID. As a head coach who cares about the guys individually, what was it like to hear that news? And then how did you go about supporting them throughout that entire challenge?
Well, that started back in June, in July, when our kids first came back to campus. We had so many stop and starts, but we had some kids test positive in the summer. We had some kids test positive in the fall. But we played University of South Carolina at home on December 5th. And our protocols, Jim, is we test three times a week prior to competition. Or we test 48 hours prior to competition if we have more than two games in a week. But it's we got hit hard. We had nine kids test positive over the course of 5 days. We had to cancel or postpone, I think, four games. We already rescheduled one and played it, and we lost two. We may or may not reschedule those games if we have a break in February. We'll see. But, you know, our athletic department's done a great job. My trainer here, John Houston, is a stud. He's been incredible. We did a Zoom meeting with our parents. Every kid's parent, whether it's a mom and dad or just a mom or just a dad, we're all present on the Zoom. We went through what our protocols are, how we're going to take care of their sons, what we're doing, and what our process is. But we have rooms set aside in different dorms where they can isolate. The isolation period has been fluid. Currently, it's at 10 days. On the 11th day, they have to take a myocarditis test. And after that, once they pass the myocarditis test, they're cleared to come back to practice. We had about a week there where we only had five or six kids in practice, and we had as many as eight or nine that were either in quarantine or in isolation. And that was right after December 5th. So from December 5th to December 20th, we didn't do a whole lot. We were shut down, I think, for a week. And then after that, it was who's available, what can we do? Because these are unprecedented. You know, we've never been through this. So you just have to navigate it and use your best judgment and common sense. Our strength and conditioning coach is also a nutritionist, and he plans our meals for our kids. But we were delivering three meals a day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and also a snack in the evening for our kids that were isolated. We talked to our staff about it, and I said, I don't want any texting. I want calls. We couldn't go see them, but we could hear. I wanted them to hear our voice, and I wanted to hear their voice. Because you worry about the mental part of it, the emotional part of it, psychological part. When these kids are isolated by themselves during this time of year, it's tough for them. And when they come back after the 10th or 11th day, it usually takes them three or four days to get back to normal. And we've had to go through that, but it's something we're prepared for. The rule now is there's 100. If you test positive, you don't have to get tested again for 150 days. But if you get tested positive in the summer or fall, that window will pass because they were in a 90-day window at the time, and now we have some kids that are back being retested. So we play at South Florida on Thursday, so we came in and got tested Monday, yesterday, and we'll get tested again tomorrow before we leave.
Talking to Houston basketball coach Kelvin Sampson. I mean, Kelvin, there's so much in that response that just blows my mind. I mean, this is so much bigger than basketball, of course. But just so we're very clear about this, every single one of your guys tested positive at one point. And while this is much bigger than basketball, from a basketball standpoint, you are 10-1. You are ranked number 11 in both polls. Ron Hunter, the head coach of Tulane, who you played, a guy that I respect a great deal, said, I don't want to put any pressure on Kelvin, but that's a Final Four team perhaps that he has there. Given everything that you just laid out and what this team has gone through, how in the world is this group in the position it's in right now, and what's it say about them that they are?
Well, I don't want to have us put on a pedestal or we're some kind of martyr or something. Everybody's going through this. We're not the only one. Every time you look, there's another team on pause. I think there's 16 or 15 teams right now that's going through it. Everybody's going to go through it at some point. We have 13 kids on scholarship and two walk-ons. And each one of those kids at some point since the summer has tested positive. But you just get through it the best you can. You know, we've got good kids. They're high-character kids, extremely, extremely coachable. And we've just kind of plowed through it. And we've had some tough games. The game we lost was a game we lost at the buzzer. A kid made two free throws, I think, with 0.1 second to go to beat us. And then we've had some games where we just had to grind it out. But we have a good team. I'm not sure I would repeat what Ron Hunter said about the Final Four team. I've seen two Final Four teams, Baylor and Gonzaga. Then after that, I think you have a lot of teams that are going to be competitive with each other. But this is a year where a lot of teams can make it. But I think the COVID thing is going to dictate what you do and how you do it. The worst thing I think can happen for a team is for the COVID hit in February or early March. That may knock you out. But if it happens early enough in the season, at least you have time to recover from it, and that's what we're doing.
Kelvin Sampson, my guest. Kelvin, one last thought. There's a story that during the offseason, one of the assistants, in fact, your son Kellen, wrote 83-20 on a whiteboard during a Zoom call, and that's the team's record over the past 3 years. What's it say about how far the program has come that we're talking about, even if, you know, you're diminishing some of that talk about the Final Four, but put that aside for a minute. We're talking about a program that's won 80% of their games. Like, were these the goals when you first arrived, or maybe are you even exceeding that?
My goal when I first arrived was to get facilities up to date. We had no practice facility. We were playing in a dilapidated old arena. When we brought a kid on campus, the only place we could take him was my office and show him pictures of what we might build one day. But as I understood it, those pictures were kind of cardboard pictures of a facility that the two coaches prior to me were also using. So, you know, just being a bloodhound on the administration, not letting up, making sure that our goals were coordinated, that they wanted this, they wanted to win. And our president, Renu Couture, Tillman Petita, who was the chairman of our board of trustees at the time, those and our athletic directors. I'm on my third athletic director now, but just being bold. You know, one of the things that people have a hard time doing is asking for something that you want, and I've never had a problem doing that. But I give a lot of credit to our administration. They provided us with facilities that allows us to go out and recruit these young men that we can win with, that we can build a program with. But our goal was never have a good team. I think our first year we were 13-19, and since then we've been, you know, successful. But you just keep growing and keep building and evolving and never stop pushing. And I listened to Nick Saban's interview last night after the national championship, and there's so many lessons in there for young coaches about his process and how you want to go about it, and always evolving and never letting up. When I talk to my athletic director, our conversations are how can we get better, you know, because when you have a mountain in front of you, Jim, you're always climbing the mountain. You never really get on top of it. You're always climbing it, and we're still climbing the mountain and fighting to get better. And that's kind of what our mantra is around here.
I love that. I'm moved by that. I'm inspired by that, especially guys like you, Nick Saban, guys who've been in this game as long as you have, that are still grinding that hard, pushing that hard, still inspired, still motivated. I can't get enough of that. Kelvin Sampson is the head basketball coach at the University of Houston. They are 10-1. They're 11th in both polls, and they are at USF on Thursday. Kelvin, so good to get caught up. I appreciate you coming back on the program. I appreciate the relationship, and it's always good to talk to you, Kelvin.
Same here, Jim. Always good to talk to you, brother. Take care of yourself and your family.
You too, Kelvin. Thanks so much. Kelvin Sampson joining us. And to me, that's not just something to say. As I go to break, I want to make this point. Nick Saban. Saban, I mean, that's such a great point that Kelvin just made. Saban is always evolving. Look at what he's done with that offense. Look at what he's done with that program. Look at how they do it now as compared to when he started to stack those titles. Totally evolving. And relentless and never stopping. Saban is pushing 70 and has never been better. It's incredible.